94.5.
Jeff?
Yeah.
I got Matt here.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Here we go.
Matt Sorum, ladies and gentlemen.
Jeff.
Hey, what's up?
How are you? What's happening?
Great. Just enjoying our first, like, summer's day up here. We got full-scale bikini watch going on.
Sweet.
There's bagpipes outside, which I can't figure out, but...
Wow, you know. Spokane, Washington.
Yeah, who would have thought, huh?
Wow, that's cool. You guys get some nice weather up there. Duff McKagan lives in Seattle, you know, my bass player.
Yeah, that's a little wetter over there. It's a little more dry over here, but we did just have our snowiest year ever, so... But we deserve it, having survived a snowmageddon, after all.
Are you guys near the gorge up there?
Well, no, twice as far from Seattle as the gorge is.
It gets hot up there.
Right, exactly.
It's dry, too.
North Idaho, Bikini Island, that area. So,
yeah.
All right, we're on the line with Matt Sorum, who you may know as, well, I know you got the new project going here, but got to talk about the past a little bit. Guns N' Roses, The Cult, / The Snake Pit, Velvet Revolver for the past 6 years. Is there ever a boring day in your life?
Well, not lately. You know, I try to relax, but I just, you know, I have fun keeping busy.
Yeah, so. And you're an awesome drummer, too, by the way.
Thanks.
And tell me about your new project. Welcome to the world of Drive A.
Well... It's not my band. I'm just producing it. So I just wanted to call and get you guys hip to the fact that Drive A is a great little rock unit, man. They're young dudes. Bruno Junior Mascolo is about 15 and a half years old, primary songwriter, great guitarist, vocalist. And the band is all young dudes. I think the oldest guy's 20. His name's Terry. He's the drummer. But I produced a couple tracks on their new album, Boss of Desire, and it's coming out independently through the Adrenaline Music Group.
Right.
And they're out on tour right now. And the single that's you guys are going to play a lot is called Are You Blind? And I produced it.
Yeah.
Chris Lord Alge mixed it. Chris Lord Alge, the great mixer that did bands like Green Day.
And, oh, a lot of them, yeah.
You know, a lot of bands, yeah. So... really excited about this band and this record. They're a great little rock unit.
So what brought you out from behind the drum set, or are you still there?
Well, no, I'm still playing drums. I just played last weekend with Perry Farrell for his birthday and getting ready to do the new Velvet album when we find the right singer. And
oh, there will be a new Velvet album. That's good news.
Yeah, I'm keeping busy on the drums. You know, I'm always playing drums, but I love to produce. I've had some success at it. I produced a Poe album, back in the mid-90s with that, you know, had a top 40 hit with her with Angry Johnny, and then got out of it a little bit just because, you know, I got back in being a band and going out on the road for 18 months, so.
Right. Yeah.
If I could produce from the back lounge of the tour bus, it'd be great, but it's just not possible, so.
That's really how I feel, too. I'm a drummer also. So.
Oh, cool.
If I could just have a fan down by the river with Government Cheese and a drum set, I'd be all set. I mean, seriously, I can relate to that.
So, yeah, Drive A, you know, I produced this album really, you know, the two songs that I did in the album, Are You Blind and Coming For You, and then the rest of the stuff was done by another producer I've been working with, but... really excited about it. It's a great, great band, and got them out on the road. And I think it's really tough for a new band these days to get any help at all or get any eyes on them, you know. So I'm just, you know, trying to give my part to it.
Well, they're very lucky to have you hooking up with them. And good sounding tune, too. This one, Are You Blind?
Hey, this is Matt Sorum from Velvet Revolver. This is a band I produced, Drive A, on Rock 94.5.
Hey, Matt, stick around for a minute, okay?
Please.
Going down, going all the way down.
Get up, get up, if you're ready to go.
Talk with Matt Sorum, Rock 94 and a half way home, and Drive A, just jamming on the Skins there, man.
Yeah, Terry's awesome drummer.
Yeah, that's kind of classy a little bit, isn't it?
Super classy drummer, man.
Yeah, I meant like
good just rips, actually. Good album.
Velvet Revolver still working together. That's good news, man. I didn't know that.
Yeah. We're just waiting to find that singer, man. You know, Flash is in the studio doing a solo record right now. He's got a lot of cool people on that.
Hey, maybe what about Spokane native Miles Kennedy? Because he's like not doing much right now.
Miles Kennedy, man. You mean the cat from Alter Bridge?
Yeah, well, I heard that maybe.
We called him.
Oh, I heard that Creed was getting back
turned
together.
Turned it down flat.
Yeah, so. So Miles.
That guy's a great singer. I heard that Jimmy Page and Robert Plant were actually vibing with him, too.
Then I think that's when he was
Not Robert Plant, Jimmy Page and John Paul Jones. They don't need two singers.
And I think that's when Creed got back together again, and now so he's just out there floating. I'm not saying, I'm just putting out the word, man.
That guy's amazing.
He is awesome, and I think he would definitely fit in your style, too, that's for sure, as far as what Velvet Revolver does. And
I think so, too.
Cool. I'll have my people call yours, and they can call his. So, anyway, let me hit on a touchy subject here. Axl Rose is touring with a bunch of other guys. You said Slash is busy. All the original members of Gunners kind of doing their own thing. But Axl out there on the road, touring as the Guns N' Roses.
Right.
What, if any, are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, I'm not much, to be honest. I've had my say about it, I guess. But, you know, hey, man, you know, whatever. I mean, it is what it is. You know, I can't really comment on one way or another. I'll probably just, you know.
Yeah, I understand.
But, you know, he's doing what he's doing. We're doing what we're doing and making music. And, you know, I'm glad he got the album. Finally got the album out.
Yeah.
I'm glad he, you know, finally did.
Now, you don't have to answer this, but do you think he'll actually show up on this tour? That's the question that everyone wants to know, you know?
I don't know, man. I don't know if that's going to work for him anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He might need to show up at the gig and, I mean, I just thought that from back in the day when he was doing that kind of stuff, that it was, you know, it seemed to work a little bit for the energy of the crowd, pissed some people off, but at the same time, is a lot younger, you know.
Yeah.
And a lot of time's gone by since we were out on the road. I mean,
kind of too little, too late. You mean?
I don't know. I wouldn't want to go pay a bunch of money for a ticket and have to sit and wait, you know,
and wonder. Yeah.
Sure.
Exactly.
That's what I got to say about that.
That's cool. I really appreciate that, Matt. Matt Sorum on the line. He produced a couple of tracks on the new Drive A disc we've been checking out, and then we'll play some Velvet Revolver as we sign out today. Out of your long, illustrious past working with, just about everybody that is on Guitar Hero right now.
Yeah.
What's your favorite memory?
My favorite? God. Jeez, I don't know. I've had so many, you know?
No, I'm sure.
God, I just got to jam Iron Man with Ozzy.
Oh, man.
That was pretty sick.
Recently?
Yeah, I got a band called Camp Freddy, and Ozzy came out. We did not only did Iron Man, but we did Paranoid too.
Wow!
And then we kicked in the Crazy Train.
Cool.
It's because he liked it so much. But that was pretty pinnacle for me because I think Sabbath was one of the bands that, for me, really sort of I took a lot from that and sort of the power of the music.
Yeah.
Sort of like I think Sabbath was one of the most powerful bands as far as the energy of it and that. The heaviness of it, you know?
Yeah, well, that was what I used to
play,
too.
So being able to play with Ozzy was really a big moment.
Velvet Revolver. There's one ripped from Guitar Hero with Matt Sorum on the line. It's Rock 94 and a halfway home. We're just reminiscing a little bit, right?
I think another really great memory was getting on drums and playing with Aerosmith.
How could you see around Steven Tyler's lips and find the rest of the drum set?
I did that in New Jersey at the Bogota. I was backstage and Steven Tyler said, "Hey man, you want to play a song?" You know, he says, "What do you know?" I said, "All of them." So I got up and I played No More, No More, and Joey Kramer handed the six over. So that was like big, because Aerosmith, to me, I was 16 years old when I saw Aerosmith headlining back in the day when they were doing albums like Rock, you know, Toys in the Attic, you know, the early Aerosmith period stuff. So to get up and play No More, No More from the early catalog was big highlight for me.
Well, you know, not many people respect Aerosmith as much as they should, because they're actually the band that launched album-oriented rock. And when I was growing up in Boston, there was a DJ who wrote for Maddox that they were doing top 40 radio back then, and he said, "I'm going to play this Dream On song."
Yeah.
And the Dream On song was 4 minutes and 32 seconds long, and they said, "Oh, no, you're not.
Right.
That's too long, dude." And he did anyway, and I think he got fired for it. But that launched what became
I don't know if anyone knows this, but a lot of the early stuff, a lot of the early masters, I was talking to Joey Kramer, drummer from Aerosmith.
Right.
A lot of the early masters got ruined, so when they did Guitar Hero, they had to go back and replay Dream On.
Oh, just for the guitar parts, you mean? So they could do the overlays and that kind of thing?
No, they redid the drums, everything.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the masters were ruined.
Huh.
So when they wanted to make it what do you call it? You have to get in there and mess around with the game to get it's more, you know, user friendly.
Right.
They went in and retract a lot of that stuff.
Isn't that wild? Must have been quite a job.
It's like new versions.
All right. Well, Matt, nice to meet you. Man, nice to hook up with you, man. And Matt Sorum from Drive A, and soon to be back with Velvet Revolver. We're looking forward to that. Good luck on the search.
Killer. Thanks a lot.
Everybody, make sure you check out that Drive A band that Matt helped produce. All right? Keep rocking. Keep pounding them, dude.
Hey, this is Matt Sorum from Velvet Revolver, and you're listening to Rock 94 and a half with Jeff Scott, Spokane's best rock.